Good morning. My guest this morning is Gary McLaughlin from Brave New Music. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning to you, Roland.
Glad to hear you again on Sonoma Spotlight. So what's new for today relative to Brave New Music?
Well, the Brave New Music program coming up next is something a little braver than usual, actually. We're doing Eastern classical music.
Oh, wow.
Featuring Ustad Shafat Khan, a world-renowned musician that's played all over the world and for many heads of state. And he is a master in, I think the first time, a master both of tablas and sitar.
Really?
And that's very rare because it sort of takes decades to become just a master in either one
exactly.
of those. And he's doing, with a traditional Indian group of tabla, sitar, and tambura. But he also will be doing in the second half of the program kind of fusion music, multicultural fusion music that's inspired by Western classical and jazz, rock, flamenco, and African traditions. And there's also vocals. And in addition to those instruments that I mentioned, Sufi-inspired vocals.
Oh, great.
His own personal family tradition is Sufis from Afghanistan and India. And that goes back to the 16th century directly to him. And so he'll be performing they'll be doing things influenced by more contemporary things. On the second half, but the first half will be completely traditional Eastern, and I think it's going to draw an interesting crowd because we don't have that kind of music in Sonoma County very much, if ever. I'm not aware of it having been, other than very small private things presented publicly in Sonoma County.
To be able to hear the traditional version of this music, and then to hear the fusion on the same program, that is really a gift to the audience.
Yeah, and he's worked with some world-class jazz musicians. Some of his music some of his CD recordings have been produced by Dr. Deepak Chopra, which a lot of people know.
Yeah, right.
So anybody interested in Rumi and Sufis will find some inspired music, particularly in the songs.
So is this does this mark a new trend for Brave New Music?
Not really. I've done quite a variety of things in the past, mostly when I was with Russian River Chamber Music, which is now defunct. But for me, it's more I've concentrated on string quartets because we don't have the piano that we need for the kind of performances with piano. But string quartets have been kind of our main diet, and I'm breaking out of that a little bit now because I have this opportunity to have him on tour, and it's more or less exclusive in our area. They are at the Mandavi Center before they come here up in Davis. So I think it'll be a little different, but, it's really chamber music. It fits the definition on one of a part in a small group, three people.
Oh, absolutely,
so,
yeah.
It is. We have to call it chamber music.
Yes. That's great that it gives you the opportunity to. I find this music absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, I did too. I discovered it in the 50s when Ravi Shankar came to the West and, was able to meet him and learn more about that. And then traveling in India, I was able to hear some fantastic music.
You have been around, Gary.
I have been all over the world, yes.
That's great. Well, I'm very pleased to have you back in my earphones again. Let's tell people once again that on Wednesday, November 7th, Brave New Music is going to be presenting Ustad Shafat Khan at the Perlmutter Gallery. That's 222 Healdsburg Avenue in Healdsburg. The doors open at 7 and curtain time is 7:30. You can get tickets through Brown Paper Tickets and at the door, ending availability. Well, thanks again, Gary.
Thank you, Roland. Nice talking to you.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.